Welcome to KNEO Radio Podcast. KNEO Radio AM and FM Radio Podcast covering the heart of Texas and the Northwest Hill Country, including McCullough, Mason, Menard, Concho, San Saba, and portions of Brown and Llano counties. KNEO Radio is your podcast to hear interviews with special guests, local news, events, agriculture, and community affairs. For more KNEO Podcast, visit KNEOradio.com. KNEO Radio Podcast, making a difference.
All right, this is Jerry Bearden, Mason County Judge. I have a report of the Commissioner's Court. You met on Monday, July 11th, 2022 at 8:45 a.m. Again, as usual, a long agenda. Lots of things happening this time of year. We had regular things on our agenda. Then we had a presentation by Daniel Prewer about possibility doing a vendor bicycle ice cream sales around on county property. And we visited about this and felt like that he needed to, of course, first file with the city and get a vendor's license from the city, and that we felt that it would be dangerous and inconvenient if we tried to do any types of sales on the courthouse lawn, especially with construction going on. Then we moved on to an item of presented by the Friends of the Courthouse, which was actually concerning the courthouse building fund. It was a change in our budget. From action we had taken earlier to accept funds from the Friends of the Courthouse. And these wonderful people presented Mason County with $1 million. They have they gave us a $500,000 check for each of the two banks that participated in this, the Commercial Bank and the Mason Bank, and are going to award to the county to help in the rebuilding of the courthouse on the first Wednesday of every month up until they have completed the deposits of close to $5 million to help rebuild the courthouse. What a wonderful deal, and what a wonderful group of people to work and put together these donations to rebuild the Mason County Courthouse. After that, we approved a request from the Sheriff's Department to use ARPA funds to pay for the psych examination by computer that we have normally received through Hill Country MHDD. That program will expire at the end of August, and so we're going to use our ARPA funds to help pay for mental evaluations that we have. Instead of having to hire a psychiatrist come into the jail, we're able to have an inmate visit with one via computer. Next item of business, a couple of other items, was to hire and classify new full-time jailers and dispatchers, and to approve the hiring of temporary road and bridge workers. We are also approved the purchase of a used haul truck for the road and bridge department, and gave the road and bridge supervisor permission to discard surplus inventory such as old non-working computers, bent tin, things of this nature, just to take them to the recycling center or to the metals collection area at the dump ground. And due to the IRS changing the mileage rate for travel reimbursement, the county agreed to go to the new mileage rate set by the IRS, which will be 62.5 cents, going up from 58.5 cents. The commissioners also approved the 452nd District Attorney's request to pay a salary supplement to Mason County Treasurer and the Kimball County Treasurer for work that they do with the Border Prosecution Unit and Operation Lone Star. Then the county commissioners agreed to go in and make adjustments to several employees that were missed last year during the salary adjustments that we had made. It was a mistake on our part, and we did not bring these people up to the same salary rate that they are supposed to be, but we made that adjustment with our budget. After that, we had a short executive session, came out of executive session, came back at 1 o'clock for budget workshops, and again, these will continue. We just recessed about 4 o'clock, and we will continue budget workshops again at 9 o'clock Thursday. That time of year, budget, tax rate, all of these things here going on, but it's a good time of year. We need rain, a little cooler weather, and we appreciate KNEO and everybody for coming over for the great parade and roundup that the Chamber of Commerce and the Rodeo Association sponsored this weekend. Thanks again. you.
Thank you for listening to the KNEL Radio Podcast. Be sure to tune in live to KNEL 95.3 FM and KNEL 1490 AM and KNELradio.com. For more KNEL Radio Podcast, including KNEL Sports, visit KNELradio.com homepage and click on the podcast of your choice to listen, download, and enjoy. KNEL Radio Podcast, making a difference. Thank you for listening today.